think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We've got a preview of the upcoming tournament this weekend. It is the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Dubs Anderson will be with us here on the show. Get ready for a great golf tournament. Of course, our previews continue today. In terms of fantasy baseball, we'll take a look at the Kansas City Royals, Davis's favorite team in Major League Baseball, recapping some of the things in the NBA as well, fantasy reality, all that, and a whole lot more. Davis, great to be with you here on this Wednesday. Happy March to you, Matt. March the 1st, 2023, which means March Madness just around the corner, Major League Baseball just around the corner. Great month, that's for sure.
It is. It is a great month. Awesome golf tournament this weekend. We are not that far away from the Masters. And then, you know, a huge stretch of good baseball going on, major championships going on. The Women's World Cup is this summer. I mean, we got lots of good stuff coming up. We kind of had, you know, there at the end of February, we kind of had our period where it's like, all right, let's all take a breath. NBA All-Star break, spring training's not even really going in earnest yet. We got crappy golf going on, you know, Pebble Beach, Honda Classic, who cares? But it's pretty much sprinting time now.
Yeah, definitely so. World Baseball Classic also gets underway next week. All right, let's get to our headlines here on the show. We'll start off with the MVP of the NBA. It's going to happen again this year. Nikola Jokic, he gets another triple-double. He's got 100. And he is the sixth player ever to do this in the history of the league. And he's still got a lot of years to play. It is incredible what he has accomplished thus far. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they say farewell to Leonard Fournette. Great running back for a long period of time. No longer the case, clearly. After last season, the Bucs will move forward with either a free agent or some of the young guys that they have. The New York Rangers, with arguably what I would say is the biggest trade of the deadline yesterday, I saw this happen. Patrick Kane, great player. He goes from Chicago to New York. And the NCAA is looking to shorten some of their football games coming up next season. Hey, so Major League Baseball, Davis, they start with the pitch clock. You know, it's really interesting when you think about it. College football, Davis, when I was growing up, never used to last longer in these games than the NFL. But these commercials in college football on these games of the week on 3:30 Eastern on Saturdays, these things go to like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I don't know how we got here with college football, so I applaud that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like this is not so much an issue of like in a, you know, a MAC game on Tuesday night, but some of these SEC games on a Saturday. I mean, they could take 4 hours, right? Commercial breaks, timeouts, long halftime. You got, you know, you got Lee Corso, College Game Day taking forever. Like, so I'm definitely with that. Sort of surprised to see Patrick Kane be traded, and the I mean, the Rangers, two of the biggest moves in the NHL,
Yeah.
adding Vladimir Tarasenko and Patrick Kane. Pretty intense. And I was a little surprised by this Leonard Fournette thing. I mean, not that I think he's like some great running back you have to keep, but I do think this signals that roster, all those, I mean, it's a very veteran roster, and they're going into the
Yeah.
season. We're right now with Kyle Trask. I mean, I think Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Lavonte David, a lot of these guys feels like they are all probably going to I mean, they're all going somewhere else, right? I mean, at this
Yeah.
point, there's no
Yeah.
reason for these veteran guys to return.
It feels like Tampa Bay, Dave, is probably, I mean, I don't know if they'll be the worst team in the NFL going into next season, but the signals are pretty clear. I think they're going to tear it down, right? Feels like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels like a teardown is coming. I don't really see why. I don't really see any other evidence to the contrary. And you know, I mean, that's probably better than trying to hold on at this point and reconfigure things with, you know, bring in some other veterans or whatever. It's just better to press that reset button, get your guys that you want it in, you know, embed them into the system and restart when you can figure out something else.
Yeah, let's hit on Jokic real quick. And over on FanDuel right now, Davis, he's the heavy favorite to win the MVP again. And this would be the third year in a row, sort of unprecedented in the history of the league. Larry Bird did this. I mean, there's just nothing stopping this guy, still relatively young too, Davis. And given like the way that he plays, when it's all said and done, if he continues on this trajectory, and look, we can't predict titles, that we can't do, but in terms of individual stats, I mean, he's going to be racking these up before it's all said and done. He could be near the top in a lot of this stuff.
Well, I mean, this is the best chance he has had to win a championship. I mean, look at a lot of the teams competing against them. You know, in the Western Conference, it's just a mess. The Western Conference has eight teams between 29 and 32 losses. So just anything can happen with that group of teams. And then the Grizzlies, who were their primary competitors in the West, ever since this I mean, like, weird stuff with John Morant. I mean, I'm not blaming anything on him, but it's just like the vibes from the Grizzlies have been very bizarre for like the last 2 months of the season. They lost a bunch of games in a row. They're clearly the top of the conference. And then, yeah, you get to the final. Like, let's say theoretically they do get to the finals and they have to play the Bucks or they have to play the Celtics. I think they'd probably be slight dogs to those teams. But guess what? The Bucks and the Celtics are probably going to beat the crap out of each other in the Eastern Conference
Yeah.
Finals, very similar to what happened last year when the Celtics got there against the Warriors. They had no gas left in the tank. But of course, I love Nikola Jokic, and I'm always looking on the sunny side for him. But I think he is an all-time great player already.
Yeah, he definitely will be. When next time they do their NBA at 100 or 150 or whatever they decide to do next, he's going to be on that list, no doubt.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
As we mentioned, Davis and I will preview the Kansas City Royals on the show today. From a fantasy perspective, things have not changed all that much for the Royals from last year to this year, but we'll go through it. They definitely have one of the top players in all of fantasy baseball this year. It's just a drop-off after that's pretty significant. But coming up next, Dubs Anderson joins us here on the show. We go from arguably the worst spot on the tour, not that far from me in Palm Beach Gardens, the Honda Classic, to a great spot this week at Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Our preview of it is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. It's time for our preview of the upcoming weekend in the PGA Tour. There's big money involved, so the golfers decided to golf this weekend. Oh, that's so nice. Dubs Anderson, of course, with us here, along with Davis Maddock. Dubs, in March, such a phenomenal month it used to be here in South Florida. We used to have, you know, the two stops, the Doral, the tour at Doral, and then we had the Honda Classic. And Dubs, we would go to spring training games of baseball, and then we would head over to watch the Honda Classic on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know anyone, Dubs, who went to the Honda Classic. That's what they're destroying this tournament, man. I don't think it's going to be around for much longer.
Yeah, and that was the big knock on the PGA Tour. When you want to elevate some of these other events, what happens to the ones that don't get elevated? And we saw it in full effect there last week. The poor Honda Classic, I mean, they're still waiting for the big names to show up. You know, Chris Kirk got the win. Great for Chris Kirk to get back in the winner's circle. But I think this is a sign of the times. You know, these big players, they're going to show up a little more often to these bigger events, but some of the other ones in between, they're going to resemble more of a Korn Ferry Tour event. But I guess this is a week where we can be excited. The Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Bay Hill Club and Lodge, a tournament which does bring in the heavy hitters. Arnold Palmer redesigned golf course there. It is a tough one. Scottie Scheffler got the win here last year by only getting it to 5 under par. So with all these heavy hitters, tough golf course, unfortunately, it is a week where we have to have a couple of the big boys up top on these lineups.
Yeah.
And the weather is going to be terrible.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's another thing to note. The weather is, I mean, it's expected to basically be 25-30 mile an hour winds for, I mean, obviously the Saturday, Sunday forecast is not complete yet, but Thursday, Friday are expected to be like, you better keep that ball flight low because it's supposed to be real bad.
Wow. Okay. That's not far, you know, that far from me in Orlando. So interesting note there from Davis. We'll keep an eye on that for sure. All right. So let's go through the pricing. I want your opinion, guys, on both of this. I've been heavy into golf this year, so definitely want some picks here in Daily Fantasy. This is not a surprise. John Rahm is going to be the top priced player in every tournament on the tour this year, unless he's not playing, in my opinion. Rory, though, is 11,900 ahead of Scottie Scheffler, 11,800. Max Homa's playing great, so he's close to 12,002. Colin Morikawa is 11,400. And then we have Justin Thomas at 11,300. So, Dubs, the story of the golf season has been the events that John Rahm plays in, no one wants to take him, and he wins. And so he's like becoming this devil on the tour all of a sudden here. It's like nobody wants to see him. Nobody wants to see him play. But it's like, how do you build the lineup or how do you bet against this guy when he just is in the top three or wins in every single tournament?
Yeah, it's tough to go against John Rahm, and his golf game is now built to travel on the tougher golf courses. John Rahm is absolutely going to thrive. He's figured out that in some of these bigger events at the majors, look, get yourself into the weekend, and a lot of these guys will be taking themselves out of the tournament this week. So, look, it's a big price tag, but I think John Rahm is likely going to be in there. And Davis, you probably agree with this one. This is a week where we need a couple of the big names in these fantasy lineups, but we need a couple of outliers who can just have a peak week. You know, we've seen at this golf course before, a guy like Matt Every's had a bit of success, Leishman, Jason Day. So we're looking for that diamond in the rough who's maybe, you know, 6,500, 7,200, who we can sort of, you know, level out these lineups. But for me, I can't go against John Rahm. It's not good for us golf bettors because we want value, unfortunately. I think Rahmba, yeah, he's going to be right in the mix over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, remember, this is, I mean, the biggest meltdown of John Rahm's career did happen at this golf course. He's got an approach shot, I believe, on 17, that shot over the green. Rahm shot lands in a bunker. His caddy tells him, come on, man, just 7-iron, keep it on the left, play out of the rough, you're going to be fine, you're going to make par. Rahm's looking at the leaderboard like, nope, not happening. He tries to hit, I want to say it was his 3-hybrid, 3-wood, out of this bunker. And, you know, obviously, kerplunks it, puts it in the water. So that is kind of in the back of my head. Now, obviously, Rahm is, that was like a pretty constant criticism of Rahm when he first came on the tour out of Arizona State, was he was, you know, hot-headed, didn't really listen to his caddy, was making a lot of these decisions that were pretty suboptimal. I haven't really heard that criticism of him in a long time, but I do remember that. Rory, I mean, I'm a Rory over Rahm guy. I think Rory's A-plus game is better than anyone. If Rory plays 4 days at his absolute best, he will win. He doesn't do that all that often because he is not a particularly strong putter. And he also can be a bit of a head case with the wedge, but he's won at this golf course three times, I think. And just basically he's got the perfect fit for it. No hole is too long for him. No rough is too thick. So I think Rory, I'm expecting Rory also to come in at 15% owned compared to Rahm, 25%. So I think that makes a pretty big difference. I also think Justin Thomas sets up super well here, and he's at this really attractive price. But, you know, the issue is you probably want to get two of these guys in. So you do got to find some value. We do need to go a little bit lower down the leaderboard. And, you know, I am really looking at Matthew Fitzpatrick, Dubs. I think you wouldn't think of him as being a particularly great course fit, right? I mean, he's not the longest off the tee. But what I do know that Matthew Fitzpatrick will do is this guy's not hitting it in the water. This guy is going to read the wind the right way. He's going to take his medicine when he hits it in the rough. I actually think it's sort of similar to how you'd play a U.S. Open, which obviously Matthew Fitzpatrick, every time we have a U.S. Open, he plays pretty well. And he has this, you don't see this all that often. He is above PGA Tour average in all five of the strokes gained categories, which is pretty, pretty uncommon. Normally, the guys who are so good off the tee will miss out on something else, but he just gains strokes everywhere.
Yeah, I like that look for Fitzy. He's had, four top 10s out of his last four starts here at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And look, one thing to note is these par threes are brutes this week. You know, 200-plus yards, so everyone's going to be missing greens. Everyone's going to be coming from that thick penal rough. You need a bit of short game. You need a bit of grind. And we've always seen the internationals do well at this tournament. Why? Because they do have a bit more shot making. It's not going to be bomb and gouge 25 under par that wins it. So Fitzpatrick, he's going to be at the top of your list. Shane Lowry, who's coming in with some nice form as well. And Jason Day seems like a very trendy pick. Obviously, he's had a bit of success here. And he's had, I think he's had three top 10s out of the last four starts for 2023 there as well. So I like Jason Day. I'd like him at a slightly lesser tag. He said, 8,500 there for this week. But a name who I will have in the lineups.
Okay. How about Corey Connors? Let's talk about him. I'll start with you, Davis, starting to get a lot better each and every tournament. Is there a chance we could be looking at a high finish from Connors this week?
So sort of the way I think about Corey Connors is any event where you're like, I'm playing Rahm, I'm playing Rory, I'm playing, I guess it used to be Brooks, not Brooks anymore, but these guys who are just huge. They bomb it off the tee. Every drive's going 310. They're, you know, taking the angle over the trees or whatever, you know, like Victor Hovland did at that tournament 2 weeks ago. He hit it over the leaderboard. Corey Connors is He's as good as those guys off the tee. This guy just cannot hit a wedge and he can't really putt. But at a golf course where five under can win, you're actually not like, don't make your putts. Just make a bunch of pars, you know, and get your, you know, make one eagle on a Friday or whatever. And that might be enough. So I generally speaking at these really difficult courses, you know, same for the Masters and things like that, I'm always going to be on him because no course is going to be too long or too difficult for him.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Top five finish here last year for Corey Connors. And I put him as a Louis Oosthuizen kind of prototype. He's just a plotter. It's fairways and greens, one of the best golf swings still out there on the PGA Tour. As Davis mentioned, the closer he gets, he does get a little shaky. But this is a week where anyone who's been out of form, trying to get back in form, someone who maybe can't run the tables, knowing he can make a couple of bogeys like Corey Connors, get it to 6-7 under, that's going to be enough. Yeah, he's going to have the edge, especially when that wind gets up, when it's breezy, swing easy. That's Corey Connors.
All right, let's wrap it up. Dubs, sounds like your guy is Jason Day. You've mentioned him twice. I know you by now. You mentioned a guy twice. I know I got to get him in the lineup. And then Davis, give me one, too.
Yeah, hard for me not to. Davis, who are you going with?
Yeah, I mean, I am probably going to play Rory and Justin Thomas. That is going to be my goal. I am going to skip Keith Mitchell and Patrick Cantlay. And I think Justin Thomas wins this event and gets off the schneid.
All right. Well, Dubs, don't play poker with me anytime soon.
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Your poker tell them.
You got all my all cards. Right, you got all my cards, Craig. Come on, too easy.
Gotta flip. All right, Dubs, thanks again for coming on, doing great work here on the grid and everywhere else. Thanks again. Appreciate you.
Thanks, boys.
All right, Dubs Anderson with us. We'll take a quick timeout. Preview the Royals next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back. Our highly anticipated fantasy baseball preview of the Kansas City Royals is here. I know Davis has been waiting for this day for a long time. Glad you didn't miss the Royals when you were on vacation, Davis. But yeah, we're going to take a look at them today. This is Davis's team. For people who don't know, Davis, of course, lives in St. Louis now, but you know, lived in Kansas City, big Royals fan. And unfortunately for Davis, the Royals were sort of quiet again in the offseason. They are building some nice young players. I definitely think that is the case, but they simply kind of went all in, Davis, on pitching over the last few years and sort of hoping that those would develop to either use or trade. And thus far that hasn't worked out. And so therefore the Royals, what they did in the offseason was almost nothing. I would tell you that when we review this team, Davis, you're going to see a lot of players that don't show up on our screen here that they invited to non-roster invitations, veterans that you want no part of. I think those guys are going to play this year. So I think that this is going to be, especially for these AL leagues or these like really deep leagues, I think there's going to be some playing time here for guys we're not going to mention.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right. There's really no reason at this point for Kyle Isbell to play. Kyle Isbell is young, but they know who he is. He's gotten enough at-bats at the major league level. Not really a ton of reason for Hunter Dozier to be playing. They know who he is. I would say probably the biggest evaluation points on the roster are going to be Melendez, right? So they're going to have to figure out, like, okay, what's our plan with Salvador Perez long-term? Is Melendez a guy who is as good as he will? I mean, Melendez was, Witt was the best player on the team last year, but Melendez was the second best.
For sure.
We'll see what happens there. Vinny P, we'll see what happens there. But Dozier, Massey, and Eaton there at the bottom of the roster, I would say all of those guys, I mean, it would not surprise me if they didn't make the opening day roster, were cut, were traded, whatever, because there's just no – Massey, I guess, is young enough that probably he's a lock to make the opening day roster. But Dozier and Eaton, I mean, it feels like those guys could be playing in, you know, independent ball in 3 months. Like, it really wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, other part of this when we look at the lineup is that, you know, these guys could struggle for a couple of weeks, and we're going to go through some veterans that you don't see here. We'll talk about them because, I think that they're going to play a factor. Matt Quartaro is the manager there. If he does anything like they do in Tampa, Davis, 6 through 9, no chance they play every day. This is going to be shifting around and playing different players. But let's take a look at the lineup. MJ Melendez, obviously the first four guys are locks, and they do have, you know, a solid group here at the top. MJ Melendez coming off the really good season. He's a top 100 player. Bobby Witt has gone as high as 4 and 5 in fantasy leagues. He's a star in this league. He's going to be a great player in fantasy. Salvador Perez going back really high again, catching really tough in the NFBC. His ADP is 64. Could be his last ride in KC. We'll see. Vinny Pascatino came on the scene last year, was fantastic, but not everyone buying that. He's a top 100 pick. Maybe, you know, probably grades as a top 50 pick, but you know, not everybody 100% sure. And then we just go through players that are being undrafted, more or less, in the NFBC. Edward Olivares in the outfield, Kyle Isbell, Hunter Dozier, Michael Massey, and then Nate Eaton. I don't know a ton about him. So the thing is, Davis, is that, look, we're obviously in the NFBC, the bottom five of those guys are just not being taken. So it's like people are watching this going, so wait a second, if that's the case, who's playing? This is not what you want to hear, Davis, but they have Matt Duffy. They brought in Johan Camargo. You know, they still have your guy, Nicky Lopez. Like they have a lot of guys that played in the past that are going to be breathing down these young guys' necks. And the other one too, that they have that they signed to a non-roster deal is Franmil Reyes. I mean, this guy has 30 home run potential in not that long ago. So I just have a feeling that there's going to be massive pickups on the waiver wire with Kansas City pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, the thing is that the guys who are right now projected to be in the opening day lineup are not guys who are going to generate a ton of statistics. So I guess Isbell could have 650 plate appearances, right? And he would just be useless. He just is not going to generate enough home runs or steals. I guess he could steal a little bit, but with poor batting average. Dozier, bad batting average, a little bit of power. Massey, we'll see. I mean, he's Michael Massey is young enough that you could tell yourself, you know, whatever, maybe he's got a little bit of statistical upside. Eaton, no real statistical upside, but there are some guys on the bench who are more interesting. So Drew Waters is on the bench for Kansas City. He is a former a notable Baseball America type prospect who's a switch hitting outfielder, played a little bit last year. The issue is he's already nicked up. I think their plan was probably to play him. And now it's not going to be because he's not going to be ready for opening day. Nick Prado is also sort of interesting. He got some playing time last year, did have a little bit of power. It had 7 home runs and 158 major league at bats. The issue is, much like the rest of the Royals, really bad at making contact, hit 180 in those 158 plate appearances. I love your call of Franmil Reyes, because I'm sitting here looking at, like, who's really the DH on this team? I guess it is Salvador Perez, but I mean, you could have Salvador Perez catch 3 days a week, 4 days a week. And Melendez, by the way, any projection you see of him is going to have him listed as a catcher DH, but he also can, he's fine in right field. He was actually, was he the best right fielder of all time last year? No, but he was fine. You could stick him out there. So the Royals are sort of just like this team with a bunch of guys we're all fine, you know, who just kind of, and you're just kind of shaking the magic eight ball and being like, you know, just what outcome am I going to get here? Because we don't really know. The only thing we know for sure are that they're 2 catcher eligible guys. Perez and Melendez are going to play a ton as long as they're healthy. They're in the lineup. They're both pretty good. And that Bobby Witt Jr. is unbelievable. Right. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., I've seen a lot of top prospects, a lot of first round picks, you know, a lot of Chesler Cuthberts, a lot of Alex Gordons. I've seen a lot of guys come through Kansas City, Bubba Starling, you know, guys who were top overall picks and did absolutely nothing. And now Bubba Bobby is the real deal. I mean, you're talking 25 and 25 with probably a .270 batting average. He's awesome.
Yeah, probably top 5 pick in fantasy, I think, next year going into the season. Just needs to do it one more time. And remember, last year it was Mondesi and Whit Merrifield at the top of the lineup going into the season. Not the case going into this year. All right, now, pitching has been the issue for the Royals, and there's basically one player being drafted in fantasy leagues, Davis, this season. One starting pitcher for the Royals. Now, they do have a good reliever. We'll get to that in a second. But Zach Greinke's the opening day starter again. And he's not being taken in the NFBC, 700. Jordan Lyles, 630, okay? So Brady Singer is the one that seems on the development path. So, and, you know, out of the University of Florida, I love Brady Singer. They just got to figure out a way to make him a little bit better. Ryan Yarbrough comes over from Tampa, Davis, and this guy's not pitching, I don't know. He's a 4-inning, 5-inning guy, and that's it. And then, yeah, there's going to be better options in Brad Keller down the stretch, too, I think, who you saw on your screen there, too. So it's Brady Singer's the only one. And with their offense, the way it is, if you're using wins, I mean, these are going to be hard to come by.
Yeah, I mean, the issue has basically been with Kansas City for quite some time is that they're really bad at developing pitchers. This is an organization. I mean, the Royals probably have spent, would you say they probably spent the most top 3 round picks on pitching prospects of any team in baseball the last 15 years? I would guess it's pretty close. They've changed, right? So at first it was, okay, we're not going to take any high school guys. No high school guys, only guys who have pitched in college. They have a more complete skill set. And then they changed their mind, like, okay, we're going to start taking high school guys. And it doesn't matter who it is. They would all come up. I mean, Craig, you and I could probably list off 20 guys who have came up and pitched for Kansas City. They maybe looked good for 2 starts, and then we just never heard from them again, right? They're going back down to the minors with a 6.5 ERA. It is my understanding that Kansas City has, as part of this front office shift, managerial shift, it is my understanding that from the top down, they are reworking their pitching program, right? So different pitching coaches, different pitching philosophy, different pitching mechanics. Is any of that going to work? I don't know. The only thing I do know is that under the Glass family and the old front office and the old Yost Matheny managerial whatever, it didn't work. They were basically the worst pitching development group in all of Major League Baseball. Am I taking any of these guys? Absolutely not. I mean, maybe, but Singer feels rich. Like, Singer has some upside, but that feels pretty rich for what he could do. So I just think, wait for them to call up one of their guys in midseason, spend some fab on him after a start or two, but don't take any of these guys.
Yeah, and they do have Scott Barlow, though, Davis, who's at a decent price. He's a very good closer for them, and they signed Aroldis Chapman, who already had an issue in camp. I don't think Chapman's going to be the closer, but Barlow is a guy that I think fits my prototype for a closer in fantasy.
Yeah, but I mean, you and I are going to be 100% aligned on this. Like, we are all about taking guys with middling skills who are going to get pretty much every save opportunity. That would basically be the case. The only way he wouldn't would be if Chapman gets healthy and they're like, all right, you go, pitch really well for 2 months and we'll get some cash and a player to be named later for you, right? And it doesn't seem like that's going to, I guess Josh Stelmont would be the other guy, but he's got a biceps injury. So he would be the other guy who would just sort of be in line, but he's not even healthy. So yeah, it's just Scott Barlow, really.
Yeah, feels like that. Barlow did a great job for them, and they kept him. So a lot of low-scoring games, close games. What does that mean? When Kansas City wins, it's going to be by a run or two. And so Barlow would factor into a lot of that. I'll be very interested in him, and then, you know, I'm very happy taking Witt in the first round of my fantasy draft for sure, and going in with my anchor with him, no doubt. Great player. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. We got Fantasy or Reality coming up next in the Sports Grid 60, so stay on the grid. Davis and I will continue that. Also, another preview coming up tomorrow's show. So those of you getting ready for fantasy baseball season or getting ready to draft, we're doing one team every day here on the show all the way through opening day. And we'll be right back with more Smarter to Be on Sports Grid as Davis and I return right after this quick timeout. Don't go away.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our associate producer Michael said that we're going to promote our social media team here, and I'm going to say I think we should. So follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Rebecca and her team do a great job of retweeting and posting and commenting and sending all videos from all of our hosts as well as all sports around the country. We got picks coming up this weekend. For those of you who are doing brackets for March Madness, get ready. We're going to have a lot of information on that as well. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, Davis, Jalen Carter, very hot name going into the NFL draft. A little bit of a sticky situation at the moment with him. What's the latest?
Well, it's not good. Certainly you can tell that it's not good because one, I mean, it is coming out. It's coming out the day that the NFL scouting combine is beginning. They're starting to interview a lot of these guys. There's medical testing going on. I mean, I would say, like, in the end, is Jalen Carter going to do jail time as a result of this drag racing incident? Is it going to cause him to not be a first round pick? Is this a, who is that guy? Laremy Tunsil, you know, the guy, and Lyle Collins was another guy, right? Those two offensive linemen. One was the crazy murder investigation story where he was, then he wasn't. Tunsil was the weed smoking video. Right. You know, I mean, just, it feels like there's always one crazy story heading up to the NFL draft. I would say the Jalen Carter story sounds bad because, you know, there was that report from Rap Sheet, I want to say 2 weeks ago, that some teams had some character concerns about Jalen Carter. Now we're getting the news that he's drag racing at 3 a.m. in Athens, Georgia, and that there was like a pretty severe accident. And maybe he said he wasn't there. Then it turns out he was there. Then it turns out he was the one driving the car. It's not, at the very least, I can say this. Not a good situation for Jalen Carter. Also, not a good situation for the Bears. The Bears just lost a little bit of leverage because there's one less guy that would be likely for them to just say, you know what, screw it. Let's just take this guy. We're not trading the pick. We're just taking this guy.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I don't think people are talking about that enough. Less options in the first round for the Bears make it more difficult. I still think they're going to trade that pick and keep Fields. I think that personally, I think they're crazy to not give Fields another run at this, but what do I know? I've seen that guy play in the NFL. All right, time for a little fantasy or reality. My, Davis, how things change. A year ago, we were talking about the Seattle Seahawks like a team that had no idea what they were doing. A coach in Pete Carroll who was clueless. John Schneider, who even knows what this guy could do as GM. All of a sudden, a year later, it's like, we're talking about Seattle. Like, hey, these guys got it together. They got these picks and they got rid of Russell Wilson. Geno Smith did an admirable job for them. Admirable until things fell apart, you know, part at the end of the season for Seattle. I think most people saw that coming in the end. But they had a good year. I don't think anybody's going to argue with Seattle's year. So maybe Geno Smith is back. That's possible. But there are some rumors going around, Davis, that maybe the NFL draft will see the Seattle Seahawks take their future quarterback. Let's ask you, coming on, this is going to, you know, the draft's coming up here. Fantasy or reality, the Seattle Seahawks should draft a quarterback. And if they're going to do it, probably in the first round would be my guess this year.
Yeah, 100%. They should be drafting a quarterback. You cannot win championships in the NFL without a very good quarterback. And really, even once you pay your quarterback, it's hard to win a Super Bowl, right? The Bills are learning that. The Bengals are learning that. The Chargers are about to learn that. The Eagles are about to learn that. Like, really, this is the way you build a winning NFL team. You get a above average, serviceable quarterback on a rookie contract, and you build a crazy roster around them. That was basically the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles theory of roster construction. Or you have a quarterback who's so good, he can't possibly be compensated for how well he plays. That's the Kansas City Chiefs model. I would say as of right now, Seattle has neither thing, right? Geno, if he's going to be on the team this year, I would guess after that season he had, I mean, if Derek Carr is going to make $40 million, I think Geno could probably say, I'm worth at least $25 million, but probably even more than that. I don't necessarily know if I would be wanting to pay that. Seattle has the number 5 overall pick, and they also have their 20th overall pick. So you might say, well, why don't you try and trade up for one? Why don't you try and trade up through even 3, right? Maybe Arizona wants to trade back because they have Kyler Murray. They don't want to add a quarterback in. And so at worst, you guarantee yourself one of Stroud, Young, Levis, or Anthony Richardson. Now, I don't know if Pete Carroll is the oldest coach in the NFL. I don't know how much he is looking into wanting to rebuild, coach up a new guy. Like, I don't know. But that is a way better route than paying Geno Smith $30 million and running it back with the same roster, basically, to me. So I got reality.
Yeah, I have reality too, but I think Geno Smith may end up being the starter still for Seattle next season. So, you know, I don't know how they do that, though, but I think you make a great point. Geno Smith has sort of proved himself beyond the Mariota deal. you know, beyond the Philip Rivers deal. Like, I mean, how does he go into the season and say, okay, I'll accept your 1 year deal? So the thing that's going to be interesting for Geno Smith is that my guess, Davis, is that if I am his agent and I'm not, is that I want to do my deal now. I don't want to be waiting. And then all of a sudden I'm the last guy there and nobody wants me and I get a 1 year deal. That happens a lot in sports. But yeah, I would think he's got to get at least a 2 year deal. And if that is the case, is Seattle willing to wait on a quarterback, or is there structure in a contract that has an option of some kind for the second year? But I think we're on the same page here. Seattle needs to move toward the future. It can be with Geno Smith next year. It can be with Geno Smith in 2 years from now. So maybe it's Anthony Richardson. Maybe that's the guy that they go for. Maybe it's Levis, who doesn't look like, you know, maybe he won't play in year one either. I'm with you. I think Seattle's got to do it. And they've come out looking real good thus far. Not going to challenge them. They were the ones who, I mean, we all crushed Seattle, and they were the ones that we should put at the top for making that trade last year. They ended up doing the right thing. All right, game yesterday, Davis, being played in the Grapefruit League between the Baltimore Orioles and Pittsburgh Pirates. And the way spring training games go, you know, they don't play more than 10 innings. You know, with this new pitch clock and the timing, you know, the games they want, you know, show that these games are going quicker and end the games as part of this. I see how the umpires are under a lot of strict rules right now to make sure that they're preparing these players and coaches for the regular season. And so naturally, yesterday's game ended. You didn't need a bottom of the ninth. The road team was winning. But the Orioles and the Pirates, they got together and they decided, you know what? We'd like to play another half inning of the game. You know, so you know, they said, we're going to play the end. And this happens, by the way, all the time in spring training. And by the way, sometimes they stop games in the seventh inning, too. They just don't care. You can take a pitcher out, Davis, in spring training out of one inning, a starter, and then bring him back in for the next inning if you want. That's how insane this stuff is. But one of the umpires, Chris Fairchild, said, you know, that's a wrap. We're out of here. Bottom of the ninth. You guys could do it, but we ain't going to umpire this. Fantasy or reality, Davis? The umpires in the game, Chris Fairchild, I guess he was a crew chief, Debbie Downer is what we're using terminology here for this event.
I mean, it's like, it's a pretty funny story, right? They just, you know, so basically these teams just stay out there and the catcher calls the balls and strikes the way it works in like a backyard baseball game. So I'm going to say he's not a Debbie Downer, because this spring training game between the Orioles and the Pirates would have basically been an event that mattered to no one in the history of the world. Wouldn't have generated an article. No one would have clicked on it. No one would have been aware of any of the statistics. It just completely would not have mattered. But now this is at least like a funny little thing. These guys kind of just playing for the love of the game out there, you know, just getting some sun, hitting some, like, you know, just sort of the more pure nature of baseball. I got fantasy. He allowed these guys to do something fun and notable.
Yeah, I don't know that we're seeing this the same way. So he I don't know that he necessarily allowed it. It's just more or less they left and then weren't umpiring the game. So I am going to say yes, that I'm going to say reality, that this umpire was a Debbie Downer, only because, and by the way, I totally understand the notion of what these umpires are doing. I probably have more respect for those guys this year than ever before. Their jobs are going to be really tough this year to make sure the pitch clock is in play and the batters are back and the shifts is not happening and the sticky stuff. It's a lot. But I think what had to happen here in this particular spot is a phone call is made. Hey, you know, is it cool that we do this? You know, I know the game's going to go a little bit longer. I know it's not going to count. You know, we're sort of accountable for balls and strikes here. The thing is that they're going to have to see all these players, Davis, and all these managers the rest of the season. And they're always going to look back and remember this. This is like this. I'm sure you saw the C.B. Buckner incident where he wouldn't shake the hand of Barmole. Like there's already this sort of antagonistic relationship sometime with the players and the managers and the umpires. I think they should have just done it and just, you know, stayed back there and stuck it out there for, you know, another 10 minutes maximum. But again, the pitch clock involved and all this. I kind of get it. I kind of get what he did. It's a hard one for me. I'm going to say reality, though. Just finish it up for a couple, you know, minutes if you can. All right. Now, this finally came. I was honestly waiting to hear about this, Davis. This is not a big surprise that with all those guys, Davis, we all watched the Super Bowl, especially on that logo. These dudes were slipping all over the place. We all saw it. It was mentioned on TV. Totally, totally true. And what was weird is that they didn't adjust. Like, Davis, I've been watching football a million years. Don't they just put the bigger cleats in? It was like no adjustment was made during that game. But regardless, the equipment manager or whatever, the groundskeeper who was taking care of the field in Arizona said that it was overwatered. Oh, that's the reason why that this was happening. We're finding out about it on March 1st. Fantasy reality, Davis. You have overwatered your own yard.
No, I've never overwatered my own yard because I live right by a river, and the Midwest just rains a ton, right? Spring, summer, even in the summer, basically you're, you know, droughting, whatever, like we are still getting water. And my property specifically is getting lots of water because it's at the bottom of a hill right next to a river. I don't have dead spots. Like I just got a lawn that kind of takes care of itself. So I don't really have to water it a ton. So that's a fantasy. What I do want to say is it's March and the Eagles players should probably stop crying because this tweet goes out and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is like, yeah, you know, Jonathan Gannon didn't put us in position. Like, enough. You lost. It's okay. You're a good team. You should be proud of your accomplishments. But like, you know, Chris Jones had to play on that same field too. Defensive player of the year guy, right? Jerick McKinnon running around, Patrick Mahomes scrambling around, had to play on the same field. Juju Smith-Schuster had to play on the same field. AJ Brown, you know, AJ Brown had a huge game on that field. And I saw that Hassan Reddick changed his cleats. He was the only guy I noticed changing his cleats, but he did nothing in that game, right? Remember those sportsbook articles like, oh, our biggest liability is Hassan Reddick, Super Bowl MVP. Oh my gosh, we can't. And obviously he was never going to win. But that just stop crying, Eagles.
It's interesting that he had the sweater there, the sod father. Like, isn't this one of those stories where you only had one job? Like, we've seen those before. Like, how does that end up happening in the Super Bowl? But that is the case. But at least we all noticed and didn't think we were crazy. By the way, why is this coming out now? Why is this coming out the last few days?
Because the Eagles are still crying. Because the Eagles are still crying. That's why.
Listen, Eagles had a great year. Could have won the game. Didn't win. Fair and square. It's what happens. But regardless of that, got to do a better job of that next year. Guaranteed that will never happen in the future. Overwatered field in the Super Bowl? My goodness. All right, coming up next, it's time for the Sports Grid 60, and then Davis and I will send it over to the early line. I'll be back with you 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire, as I'll be flipping on over, of course, to the early line and watching some spring training baseball coming up in about an hour from now. We'll be right back here on Sports Grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Before we wrap things up, Davis and I are going to do the Sports Grid 60. Don't forget, we'll be right back here tomorrow doing another fantasy baseball team preview. Which team we do, you'll have to tune in to find out. Let's end the show with Davis. And as I said, today's Sports Grid 60.
All right, so the NFL Scouting Combine begins today. We're going to get, I mean, just so much news, right? This is where front office guys, scouts, they're all glad-handing with the media. Sort of just everyone in the football world is all in Indianapolis right now. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. We'll be covering that for the rest of the show. What I want to talk about is guys who are very specifically training for the combine to make themselves some money. Bryce Young, better weight, 200 pounds. Devin Achane, better run, like a 4.27. These guys have been doing nothing for the last 2 months but training for this week, knowing that it's pretty much going to make or break the rest of their lives. If Bryce Young comes in here at 186 pounds, he is going to have fumbled generational wealth, honestly, which is, it sounds insane knowing that sort of everyone all realizes that. But keep in mind that when guys fail at the combine this week, it's actually going to be a huge deal.
Yeah, no doubt. Interesting coverage. We'll have it for you coming up tomorrow and Friday. Yesterday's interview with Dodgers shortstop Gavin Lux was a tough one to watch, folks. For those of you who have watched it, you can tell how much this kid loves playing baseball. Very heartfelt. Sometimes when guys get hurt, life goes on. You'll hear from them the rest of the season. They just return. But that was a tearjerker there. Boy, Lux seemed to really, really be hurt by not being able to play this season. Going to move the entire season with a torn ACL. Dodgers going to have to figure out what to do. They've lost so many players in the offseason, and the Padres just gaining guys too. Thanks again to Dubs Anderson for coming on the show, of course, to our great producers, and of course, thanks to everybody for watching here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be right back here, Davis and I, tomorrow with another team preview and update you on the Bay Hill Invitational. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to Davis. I'm Craig. See you tomorrow.